Hey, good morning. Back to work on this Monday as we are joined in the KGGF studios by CCC's Yvonne Hull. Yvonne, welcome back in.
Good morning. Thank you.
As we're happy to have you along with us here. Big week last week is behind us. Homecoming. Almost snagged one away from Hutchinson to wrap up the week, but unfortunately couldn't get one there. But that doesn't mean that the heartbeat stops with the Red Ravens. We've got a long week ahead of us this week and a couple of weeks as well, because believe it or not, we're at the latter parts of the semester.
That is correct. We
are. Can't believe it.
I know. We're already in the second 8-week courses, and things are just moving along.
Moving along, no doubt about it. Well, before we get into kind of scheduling the rest of the fall semester here, we got something coming up like we do every Tuesdays, but kind of dive into that a little bit more.
Yeah, on Tuesday mornings at 10:30 in the Spencer Rounds Theater, we host a traveling artist. It's through our humanities program, and it is open to the public. It is free. You are not required to register online or anything. You can just come to the Spencer Rounds Theater at 10:30 on Tuesday mornings. This week we have Carrie Patrick Clark, who will be providing us a mixture of music from pop, folk, and country. So
nice.
Yeah, you never know what's going to be on the stage of Spencer Rounds.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say a little bit of everything with the music taste there as well, but yeah, you're right. It's kind of a bit of everything at the Rounds or Spencer Rounds Theater there. So, well, speaking of theater, it's going to be held in one. Is it in Spencer Rounds as well? Your guys' fall music concert coming
up. That's correct. Our instrumental and vocal programs will be performing their fall concert this October 16th at 7 p.m. So,
wow, that's tomorrow. That's coming up.
That is tomorrow.
Holy cow.
That is
so
tomorrow
is it
night.
Is it the same reservation kind of basis thing with
no,
the ticketing,
not for
or
this.
Do you just kind of show
yeah,
up? And
yeah, just come on in. Our students would love to have you come and hear what they've been rehearsing throughout the semester. And basically, it's just their fall concert of everything that they've been studying and learning. And it'll be our band will be performing as well as the vocal. So should be lots of fun.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, the talent with inside the district and then CCC as well. Well, we can see those numbers increase as well as more students continue to pour into our schools with the fall enrollment numbers up. Speaking of enrollment, man.
I know.
I can't believe we're saying it, but
I
mentioned latter parts of the semester. Spring enrollment is something that is going to have to be on the minds of some students.
It is
soon.
Time to start thinking about spring enrollment. That does open up November the 5th, so you still have a couple of weeks, but if you're thinking about starting classes in January, then now is definitely the time to come in and start talking to an advisor and figuring out what classes you want to take, and then getting yourselves enrolled on November the 5th.
Yeah, and I was going to ask as well, for someone that may have, you know, haven't done it yet or it's new to it, what are some good questions that they can ask? Because, I mean, I know they're open to really any questions there at the college, and they'll help you and get you what you need. But, I mean, what are some questions? What are some things that you really need just to be overly prepared when you to enroll?
Well, if you have not filed for FAFSA, you'll want to get your FAFSA completed, and you can do that online. And then we have a email that you can send if you have questions about that, and it's FAQuestions@coffeeville.edu. And Pam Fear and her team will be they're a great asset, and they'll answer any questions. And that's really the best way to contact with our financial aid office is to use that FAQuestions@coffeeville.edu to get your questions answered regarding financial aid and FAFSA. But that's one of the first things they're going to ask you. Have you applied for FAFSA? Have you applied for admissions to Coffeeville Community College? And that's easy to do online as well. And then just start thinking about what your interests are. You know, why are you going to college? What are you wanting to just get your gen eds out of the way? Are you wanting to actually focus on a career? We have several different paths and options there, and lots of folks willing to help you.
Well, and, you know, we were just mentioning Amberly, who attends CCC as well. It kind of gives you the opportunity with the school being so affordable and so helpful, and you can kind of go in open-minded. You know, you can kind of say, oh, I want to try this, and go kind of down these routes. But, you know, within that time, you certainly make it easier to pick it. So certainly just kind of come in and ask those questions and take those classes if you're interested in it, because
you know that is definitely true. We had some baseball recruits in this last week, and a couple of them were interested in marketing and communications. Now, they want to go on a baseball scholarship. You know, they want to participate with the baseball program, which we are 100% behind. But at the same time, they have the opportunity to participate with the marketing and the digital communications program and get involved with that and explore those opportunities as well.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And a lot of athletes out there, even if you are ready to get to the next level, whether it's Division I college or professionally, whatever it may be, there is always a day that comes after the sport stops. So it's never a wrong thing to be overprepared for those opportunities that may come after you stop playing or while you are playing or whatever it may be.
Absolutely. So. We tell our athletes all the time that we love our athletics, but we are here for your academics. So
we're still
school. We want to make sure that you are getting the education that you need to be successful at the next level, both on the field or in the classroom. So.
Yep. No, and always admired that about the community college as well here in Coffeyville. So we got junior senior day coming up. That's pretty exciting.
We do. Anyone that is a junior and senior that's interested in Coffeyville Community College, wants to learn about the different programs that we have. We have 18 different areas that folks can get involved with. They can have an opportunity to visit with each of those activity and program directors, and then there'll be a tour of the campus. They'll get to eat for free in the cafeteria. We'll feed you. By the way, there's ice cream every day, in case you wanted to know that.
No big.
Just something we have.
Just slide that in there.
Yeah. They'll get to see our movie theater and just learn more about the program. So I think our cheer and dance are going to perform. It's just going to be a great day of exploring Coffeyville Community College and welcoming. Typically, we have about 200 on campus that day, so we're pretty excited for it.
Yeah, very cool. It's always neat to even, just to open your eyes to it. It's whether you're going here, whether you're not, you may have something else on the horizon. I've always admired that about schools and how they make it just available for the student to come in, check it out. And here again, as we just mentioned with the along with spring enrollment and those questions to be answered, there are so many programs within CCC. And, you might be interested in one right now, but with it, those classes ready available, it may not be the niche that you're made for,
And, absolutely.
I mean, you guys have got numerous courses, and I'll tell you what, I like it, and it's crazy to see those numbers continue to go up and up here in a town of, 10,000 people, I think, is what it is. Yeah, and then those numbers just continue to climb.
A little less than that, but it's all good.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, those numbers just continue to climb. So you're certainly doing something right.
Well, that would be our activity and program directors. They're doing a great job of getting out there and marketing their programs. And along with our marketing team, I can't forget them. They do a great job of promotions of the institution as well. So, it's just a team effort. Everyone's doing a good job.
Well, come on out. I know a lot of kids that, again, we'll speak with them here later this morning with Roosevelt Middle School and Field Kinley High School students. And I know a lot of them like sticking at home, and they like going from one Field Kinley to CCC. So if you're listening out there right now, it may be, go check out some courses. Check out, open your eyes to maybe some new opportunities. So
absolutely.
Well, Yvonne, I'm new to the area, somewhat new. New enough to not know what the Raven Holiday is.
You did not know about Raven Holiday. Last year?
Mm-mm. I got here late February. My first day was like March 12th, March 5th or something like that.
Oh, well, let me enlighten you.
Yes,
oh,
tell
my
me
gracious.
All about it.
Raven Holiday is one of our favorite events of the entire year. Literally, our campus becomes a winter wonderland of games. Santa is there with Mrs. Claus, and we're told this year there's going to be at least one elf, maybe two, and everything on the campus is free. There are games, there are activities. Every sport and program and activity has a booth that children can go and adults can go and participate at. They have little reindeer noses that they can get put on them. The Tech campus always does something really way cool. One year they did the Polar Express train, and they had the train there that you could climb around on. There's cookies and hot chocolate, and it's just a great event. And it's this year it's November the 16th at 5 p.m. is when it starts. And then we also have our Christmas play. And this year it is a Charlie Brown Christmas. So
it's going to be
packed.
My goodness.
It's going to be busy. We are offering that at three different show times at 6, 7, and 8. We will do the online ticket through Eventbrite again for that, just because we know it's going to be a big sellout. And so we want to make sure that we get as many people in there as we possibly can. So information about that will come out closer to time. But again, our Christmas play is a Charlie Brown Christmas, and that will play at 6, 7, and 8 on the night of the 16th. So
very cool.
Yeah, you'll definitely have to come and check out
No, I was just going to say, it was like, it's not my favorite weather, but certainly my favorite time of the year is when everything's festive. And you know, my girlfriend and I, a little extra, we go over the top with our decorations. So I love to see just when it's over the, you know, when it's over the top, when it's over the top.
You're going to see over the top. We have lights. Our electrical lineman program comes in and they help string all the lights up, and we have a big tree. And
gotta love that.
It's a beautiful winter wonderland on our campus.
Now, I think this is more common than I'm thinking it is, but my family and I used to, we lived in a large neighborhood, like spanned out pretty wide, and we would just drive real slow and go look at Christmas lights that were set up, you know.
Yes.
And some people set them up real crazy, like,
you know.
And,
okay,
right,
so
creatively,
my grandparents were from Coffeyville. Mm-hmm. And so one of my favorite memories as childhood is driving down through Candy Cane Lane. Now, those who are listening will know what Candy Cane Lane is.
Oh, they'll know.
It was a little area in town that was, you know, it had a cul-de-sac, and you just drove around, and it was amazing.
That's awesome.
Fabulous.
Yeah, it's tis the season. It gets me, I mean, it's only October, my goodness. We're skipping Halloween and Thanksgiving. We got to focus here. But I love the over celebration over.
Then you are definitely going to want to be on our campus on November 16th for Raven Holiday.
I can't believe that's coming up. I mean, it's a month away, but considering it's already October 15th. It'll be coming up here soon, so I'll have to check that out. Well, we've got the fall interim session as well.
Yep. One last thing I wanted to throw out there was that fall interim session does start December the 11th. So if you are thinking you just have that one class that you need to knock out, then this is a great time to start talking to us about that and getting enrolled for that again after November 5th. You can start enrolling for that. But something to start putting in the back of your head there, that you need to start thinking about a class if you've got one that you need to knock out before spring semester.
Yeah.
So
just another opportunity to kind of get yourself ahead of the game a little bit, whether you're trying to regroup and get that class back because maybe you missed it or unfortunately fell short on it, or maybe you're just thinking ahead of the game.
There you go.
And whether it's just that option is there. So you always got to think about it, and it's coming up, but it's only October. So what was it? December 11th. December 11th. So we got a fun week this week, including a fall music concert tomorrow. That will be fun. What time does that start again?
7 p.m.
7 p.m. Come on out. Spencer Rounds Theater. That is CCC's Yvonne Hull joining us here on this Monday morning. Yvonne, thanks so much.
Thank you.
This is the Mighty 690 KGGF.